This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The fact that very few people other than you, especially you, are more familiar with the stress of the job of the presidency. Given your remarks a few moments ago, are you concerned about the president's health?
I think his family should be concerned about his health. But the fact is that this is hopefully not repairable. He is the president of the United States.
You mean you hope it is repairable?
Yeah.
It's not
irreparable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe I was right.
That was Nancy Pelosi being interviewed about the president's health. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Not welcome back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And, look, housekeeping, expanding the show little by little, growing the digital footprint, trying some live stuff. I don't know if we're back live on, we're doing Facebook Live. I know we've got a big date coming up on the 14th where we're going to do a big show live on Facebook Live, because we can do audio there. We tested it the other day. It was phenomenal. So I hope you get a chance to do that. Look, go to KJRadio.com. Search for clips you like. If you like the show, you miss something, check it out. Put it on in the background. See what you think. Send it to a friend. Well, you're obviously listening, but I'm saying, you know, maybe you're just a new listener, a fresh listener, and you're going, well, I was in, you didn't impress me that much. Well, check it out. If you listen for 5 minutes in the middle of it when I'm not, you know, doing housekeeping, maybe you will be impressed. Or maybe you won't. And you know what? We won't care. If you ain't impressed, go find something else. Because I'm going to tell you, I've looked at the landscape out there. It's not that fruit. It's not that fresh anymore. Somebody was asking me, and by the way, I think Limbaugh is amazing, but people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you like being in the Limbaugh slot? Because that's typically where I'm at when I'm in a market. I love it. When I'm in a Limbaugh slot, you know what happens? Rush starts talking about something that gets over your head or you don't care, and you come over and you check me out, and you're like, whoa, who is this dude? And, you know, I'm who I am. It doesn't matter when you pick up the show. You're going to get about what you're getting now, except only better and funnier, right? And when you do, what do you got? So, whenever you listen in, the only thing that changes is how I'm feeling. Honestly, you know, I get up there days I feel better than other days. Today, I'll give you an example. Man, I got to tell you, I'm so stiff. I worked out hard. I'm stiff, but it's a different type of thing, and it's impacting me physically. There are days where my voice is shot, or I'm emotionally upset over some things that may have been, like when my aunt died. She's like one of my moms that raised me, you know. But you got to come on, you got to deal. Those are the things that I would say. Okay, you may notice a little bit of something, whatever. But that's okay. It just is what it is. You got to move on. You got to power through it. As they say. Anyway, speaking of powering through it, the reason why I played that clip of Pelosi is because Pelosi wants us to believe that Donald Trump is he's got health issues. And I want you to consider that was the issue that came up during the campaign with Hillary Clinton. Health issues. Now, the Pelosi is also alluding that Donald Trump's insane, that these policies and all these things are insane. I'm telling you right now, that's the shift. You've watched the shift. You're going, Kevin, why are you talking about this? Trump's very virulent. He seems, you know, he's obviously got lots of energy. My play mom, Mary, and I were talking the other day. She said to me, God, Kevin, what's Trump, 70-something? You'd never guess it. He's just so full of energy. Yeah. Pelosi went on to say that Donald Trump, she told him to get some rest. He called her. Yeah, because Donald Trump, you know, he didn't have anything better to do. He was sitting there, you know, watching reruns of something at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, you know what, I'll give Nancy a call. See if Nancy's up for a booty call. So he gets on the phone. I think she said it was midnight. Nancy, if Trump's calling you at midnight, is because Melania is gone and it's a booty call, okay? I'm just saying. I know, America, we hate to think this, but he is the one who will grab you by the pink hat, right? So Nancy gets a call from Trump at midnight, and she says, I say to him, do we have the clip? I know. Do we have time to play it? All right, let's play it.
Besides telling the president not to tweet, if he came to you and said, I've got this problem with Russia, all these investigations, I really do want to get back to the people's business, what could he do? What would you advise him to do?
Well, what I have advised him to do, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Get some sleep.
Yes.
Bring yourself to a place where their synapses are working.
You said that to him directly?
I agree with you completely.
You said that to him?
Well, when he called me the night of the Syria invasion, not to go into the conversation, was late at night, like at midnight, well after it was all finished, he was going on and on. I said, well, it was like midnight. I said, why don't you go to sleep? I think that, I think there's something not, more sleep might be a solution for him.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I just hate to break it to Nancy, and I hate to break it to the Trump supporters, but that was a booty call. And I don't want to think it would. What would disturb me is if the president were that desperate. And I'm just saying. Of course I'm joking. But it is funny to think about it that way, wouldn't it be? You know, because Nancy's all, yeah, well, he called me after the Syria thing. I can't go into detail. Yeah, I bet you can't go into detail because there is no detail. And let me just put it this way. If Donald Trump calls people of Congress or whatever, it's because some handler is saying, Mr. President, protocol would be to do this. He's like, Nancy, we just bombed Syria, just letting you know. Go tell your people, go ahead and start your spin, and let them know that, you know, the I hate Trump. In fact, let me give you a couple of ideas around how you can go ahead and start hating. But for Nancy, yeah, he called me over this, and I said, Mr. President, get some sleep. Get some sleep. Like she was, you know, like, I told him, you're too busy for this, and why are you bothering me with all this nonsense? She's bigger and badder than the president. I told him, what are you doing? Get some rest. We can talk about this in the morning. This isn't a big deal. Who advised this? Oh, these people crack me up. Guys, we have covered a ton of stuff today. I'm proud of us. I really am. But you know what? We got a lot more to talk about. And the next thing I'm going to go into is I'm going to go into the way that the left always controls the discussion. And I'm going to talk about a dude that Ice Cube, that I have a lot of respect for in the sense that he came out for Trump. But when it comes to racial issues, they don't get it. Now, they're going to say, Kevin, you don't get it. But I'm going to explain to you that they don't get it. And Ice Cube responded back to Bill Maher on something. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about things that you probably hadn't heard in the news. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to be real clear. In the last segment, I was talking about Pelosi attacking Trump's health, and I don't think I made the final point enough. I didn't bear down on it enough. That's going to be their line of attack. What that shows me is the Russian story starting to fade, and they have to get back to something. So they're going to tell you a couple things. In fact, there are going to be two lines of attack that I predict are going to happen. One is they're going to tell you that Donald Trump is suffering, and they're going to start saying his health is an issue, his sanity, and it won't be based on anything. It's just going to be based on a rumor. That's how those things start. What did you tell? So I predict you're going to see more of that. The second thing you're going to see people telling you that Donald Trump is still not popular, and in fact, Comey's more popular than Donald Trump. And all of this stuff is backfiring, and you're going to start seeing lots of polling and lots of things that suggest that Trump, Comey won and Trump lost. Now, I want you to consider all that information under the same auspices, if you will, of how Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. and how Donald Trump's policies are not popular. They happen to be working, but they're not popular. The same way the Comey testimony happens to be working in the favor of Donald Trump, who's going to be on the hot seat after Comey's testimony? Be honest. Is Donald Trump on the hot seat? What did Comey say that you go, well, there you go. You know, he's now going to be impeached. There's nothing he said. And here's what's interesting. Trump says, I'm happy to testify before Congress and explain exactly what I talked about. No problem at all. And Jeff Sessions has said, I'm happy to talk about it. You're going to watch the litany of people that say, happy to come talk about Comey. Let me tell you why. If the left takes this bait, they are putting themselves in a noose. Donald Trump, it will then be able to say, I'm going to bring out all the records I have of Comey. This is what my mom, Mary, and I were talking about. She was like, why don't they release all this stuff? I said, they can't. They're not going to release information unless they're asked to do it. And they're baiting Congress. So Sessions is now going to go. Trump says he would, but I think they probably put the kibosh on that and said, no, let's let a guy who understands the game. Sessions now is supposedly going to go in front of the Congress, maybe the Senate Intelligence Committee, I don't know, and answer questions. Watch what happens when Sessions is done with Comey. When he starts revealing the conversations, the emails, the faxes, what's been discovered, and all the other communique that can come out of it, watch what happens to Comey then. See, the Democrats never work anything through to its bitter end, because that's what it ends up, the bitter end for them. They play these games, oh, it's the Russians, it's this or it's that, but they don't work it through to the bitter end, and that's what's going to bite them in the butt. So I'm always looking for that, the angle in terms of understanding where these things go. Hey, real quickly, are you guys even aware of this terror attack that took place in D.C. where guys got run over? Yeah. New method of terror. Terror by large vehicle. Then there was a terror attack, I think it was in Amsterdam. What? Same method. And maybe we'll get into that. But let's talk about this one, because it reminds you, obviously, of the last terror attack that we had by a truck was done in Germany. But remember we had that one scare where some people, pedestrians, got hit, and it turned out either the vehicle was faulty or was an old guy that fell asleep. I forget what it was. It wasn't a terror attack, but it appeared to be, because, and I don't know, I wish I had more details, but I don't try to remember those kind of things. But all of it harkens back to the last attack in Germany, which happened on December the 19th, where a hijacked truck was used to kill 12 people. They injured 48 in the Berlin Christmas market. Do you remember that? Well, there was a similar attack in D.C., and terrorism, they say, is not being ruled out. But two Washington, D.C. police officers and a third person got run over in this attack, and it looked like one of these ISIS-inspired jihadi attacks that we're now seeing all over the world, and is the one in Europe that I just described. And remember, prior to that, there were the ones in, there was one, I believe, in Nice during Bastille Day, where a guy took an 18-wheeler and he mowed over, like, over 80 people were killed in that attack. But here's what, the funny thing about this one is it got no press, but according to the Washington Post, while officers patrolled on bicycles in the neighborhood of Adams Morgan, the driver of a pickup truck rammed them at a high rate of speed, dragged one of the victims up to 30 feet before it crashed into a garbage truck. And during the press conference, the Metro Police Chief, Peter Newsom, was asked if the crime was being treated as terrorism, and he responded, "We have to look at that very closely. We don't have a motive at this time." But there was another terror possibility. It wasn't just, is this a Muslim attack? What is it? Now, they arrested two suspects in the attack, and the reports are that they're 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor and 22-year-old Brandon Figures Mormon. Now, what's interesting to me, stepping away from the story for just a second, was that in all the coverage that we've had over the past few days around Comey and terror and, you know, in Britain and Ariana Grande concerts and things like this. There was no mention of this attack. Many of you may even be going, Kevin, I didn't even know this. I didn't even know this attack had occurred. We knew it shortly after, but with everything that was going on with terror, what we've been tracking and what we've become accustomed to, you think we'd know this, that it would be bigger news, but it wasn't. That should be scaring you, because what it's telling me is the media is either one, downplaying these, or two, in other words, they're saying, let's just not pile on, or two, they want to make it to where it's just not even worth reporting anymore. Like I said, remember what I talked about early in the broadcast, Sadiq Khan saying terrorism in a big city is part and parcel, what you should expect. Really? So we should expect that two guys get in a pickup truck, drive at a high rate of speed, run over a couple of cops and a third innocent bystander. I mean, all innocent for the record, but just bystander. And that's part and parcel of living in a big city. Now, let's go back to these perps. One of them's definitely black, because I saw the pictures. I haven't seen the other guy. I should probably Google him. Brandon, but 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor's black. Brandon figures Mormon. I don't know. What's interesting is they didn't have names like Sadiq or Muhammad or whatever. They hadn't made their official transformation. But what they did say about it was these guys had AK-47 in their possession. They had an unregistered firearm, etc. We heard nothing about this. Now, the other thing, is it a terror attack? It may not be a Muslim terror attack, but it was a terror attack, because it was remnants of Obama, two black kids more than likely, wanting to run over cops to get back at the man. That's why they didn't want to tell you this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, Kevin, you're the best. I love Trump just like you. And you're the best host in radio. My name is Sonia. You are the best. We're from Harlem. You know Harlem? New York? Harlem? That's where I'm from. I'm Puerto Rican. But my people are from Harlem. I love you. Good show. You're the best. Love you. Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. I appreciate that call from, was it Sonia? Sonia from Harlem. Puerto Rican lady calling. Always love speaking to the ladies. And she loves her some Kevin Jackson. Good for you, Sonia. Hey, listen, I want to cover this situation with Bill Maher. And I know most of my audience is full of crackers. And I use that word intentionally, right? And I've used it jokingly because white folks can't accept the word cracker. They don't care. My grandmother used to call white people patties. I don't know why. She'd get mad at white folks. She'd be like, that Patty said someone so. And I didn't know if it was P-A-D-D-Y or P-A-T-T-Y. I always thought it was Patty, like that Patty. That Patty, you know, like a peppermint patty. That's what I always thought. But it was meant to be derogatory. You know, same way she would use heifer. If she didn't like what a girl was doing, that little heifer. She would never, when she used heifer, that meant, you know, I know what a heifer is. That's a cow, right? A little cow. But yeah, that's not, is it a heifer? No, it's a woman. A heifer is a female cow, right? Yeah. Man, I forgot my country stuff. But anyway, she would call a lady that she didn't like a heifer. She would call white people she didn't like patties. And, so we've had, and I don't know that my grandmother ever used the word cracker, but I knew what it was. Most black kids growing up know that that's a derogatory word for crack. But what I'd also noticed, and I think it was my older brother who said this, he says, Kev, have you ever noticed that the lower the race is thought, the more names that they have for them? So in other words, name me five things that white people are called, you know, that's derogatory. I named you two that I know of, Patty and Cracker. Right. But what else is there? I honestly can't think of it. I mean, I know Mexicans call white people gringo, but that's not derogatory. And the Chinese call you white people guailo, but that's not just for that's any foreigner. So what is it? And it was my brother's like, name them, because he was saying, look at the number of names you can call black folks. And we answer to. You know, now, from a black perspective, black liberals call me worse names than white people ever have. Ever. I used to start a speech with, you know, all the things that we get called, and I would go alphabetically, you know, from bootlicker to Rush Limbaugh wannabe. And I would just name all the things we get called. Coons, Step and Fetch It, Opera Thomist, you know, you name it. And of course, I can go on with Jigaboo, Spade, all kinds of derogatory terms that black people get called. Eggplant by the Italians. Yeah, you talking about that eggplant, Kevin Jackson? Yeah. So we get called all kinds of things. And here's the thing about it. I never cared. I really didn't. It was like, whatever. I told you guys the first time I ever heard the N-word used towards me, I was 13 years old going to a football game. And all the kids had left the bus, and I was tired. So I was sitting in the bus. I'd gotten up early in the morning to do work, chores. So I was tired. I was waiting in the bus. Little kid's walking by with his mom. He looked up and said, there's an N-word. And I looked in the bus to see where that sucker was, you know. What? How do you get in our bus? And it was like he's pointing at me, you know, like, look, mama. And she's like, no, don't, just keep walking there. Come on now. Come on. You know, a little country town, Brownwood, Texas is where it happened. I can remember it like I'm sitting in the bus today. And it dawned on me there are people that think of me that way. But I still was like, who cares? I was more saddened for the little boy, knowing that he learned that from somebody, that idiotic way of thinking. But, you know, that was it. So, Bill Maher used the N-word when he was talking to Bill Sass, saying he was not, when Bill Sass invited him to come work in the fields of Nebraska, and he says, I'm not a, you know, he says, I can't work in the fields of Nebraska, I'm a house Negro. I'll use the word Negro. They don't even like you using the word Negro. You guys heard me talk about that too. But then Bill Maher came out later and said, I'm really sorry I did it. And HBO goes, we don't condone that kind of language and blah, blah, blah. And I did a thing on, why is he fired? What is the outcome if anybody else does that? And I talked about Paula Deen accused of one time 50 years ago, maybe I said the word. I probably did. Oh, my God. And she, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it derailed her career. And George, what's his name, Sterling? Now, Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling loses a team, a complete NBA franchise over the idea of the N-word when he's dating a chick who's half black. He employed the majority of his team were Negroes. But you say anything off base about blacks and is a non leftist, and they come at you with guns a-blazing. So I talked about Al Sharpton saying, that was the wrong thing for Bill Maher to do, but he a friend, and, you know, I'm not happy about it. But he didn't ask for the boycott. He didn't ask for anything. And then Bill Maher invites on Ice Cube. And a guy writes this. Good for Ice Cube in his schooling of Bill Maher. But just imagine for a moment if this had been someone like Hannity or Rush or Tucker Carlson or any other conservative personality. The mainstream media and the entire lib cabal would be apoplectic. Calling for the heads, boycotts, whatever. Yet somehow we're all expected to forget Bill Maher's indecency and just let it go as a slip of the tongue. By the way, where's Jesse Jackson, Maxine Waters, Farrakhan, etc. on this one? Same thing essentially I said. But I want to go into what Ice Cube said and dissect it a bit and tell you guys this is why I do what I do. So this is an article. The rapper actor used a chunk of his time as a guest on the HBO Gap Fest to both admonish and educate Maher about the host's recent N-word transgression. Ice Cube's impassioned takedown came towards the end of the show that began with Maher addressing the proverbial elephant in the room when he thanked the audience for, quote, letting a sinner in your midst. Upon joining the panel, Ice Cube cracked to Maher, I knew you were going to F up sooner or later, before dinging a visibly rattled Maher for continually, quote, bucking up against that line with his black jokes. See, I've contended, and I'm off the thing now, I was just reading that, I've contended a long time, Bill Maher is a racist. He's one of those racists that gets to get away with it. Because he says, I'm one of y'all. I'm a leftist, man. Come on. Y'all know I'm down with you so I can say what I want to say. Believe me when I tell you that I don't have a problem with my friends cracking race jokes or whatever. I rank on white people, and you know what? You're just as good to rank on me. If I got a buddy, we are so close. If I talk about his flat butt, he talks about my thick lips, and we go back and forth. You know, like we are battle of the races, and we will eulogize each other depending on who dies first. We are great friends, and he's a white guy that I make fun of for everything he does, and he does the same thing back at me, like we grew up like brothers. So that's the way it is. But on the left, you can't do that because they set the rules. Mara broke his rules, and Ice Cube's telling her, you're going to mess up. So he says, while Ice Cube told Mara that he accepts his apology, he called his gaffe a teachable moment that should serve to remind white people that the N-word is off limits to them. And here's what he says, it's like a knife. You can use it as a weapon or you can use it as a tool. It's been used as a weapon against us by white people, and we're not going to let that happen again. That's our word now, and you can't have it back. Because when I hear my homies say it, it don't feel like venom. When I hear white people say it, it feels like a knife stabbing me, even if they don't mean it. Well, let me tell you something, Ice Cube. You can't have a word back. A word is out there for anybody to use. The only thing that takes power out of that word is you saying, I don't give a crap what you say. And what's funny, you look at all the words that we have. The black people that will call me a coon, a sellout, a step and fetch it, neo-negro, whatever. They got all kinds of names for me. Every time they respond, I chuckle. They say it. Oh! They want a rise out of me. And I go, you ain't going to get it. So now Ice Cube says, let's own this word. We're going to take it back. And you take it back. And somebody's going to say it. And you know what, Ice Cube? The tougher you think you are, the tougher some white dude is that says, I'll say what I want to say. And you come take your word. I'm right here. Take it. See, I know guys like that that say, you aren't going to tell me what to say. I don't care how offensive it sounds to you. You can offend me till the day is long. And I got to take it, but I can't offend you. These guys need to grow up. The only thing that can hurt you is what you allow to hurt you. And black folks need to stop letting stupid things like words hurt us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
Oh, wow. We got to cut that again. I thought that was going to say he's back. Did somebody put that L in there when we sent that over? Brett, you knocked it out of the park with that. You know what I like about that? I like that it had that sort of is it 80s feel? You know what it reminds me of? The Charlie Sheen show that got canceled, where he and his brother are raising his nephew, three people. I don't even remember the name of the show, but it kind of has that feel to it. Dun, dun. I know that's what you were shooting for, right? It does. It makes me feel somewhat nostalgic. They can't hear you. The problem with you guys, you think I'm talking to myself. You can't hear my producers, but we're having this conversation. Anyway, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to cover headlines. Last segment of the day. Anti-Sharia marches happened all around the country, and people apparently wanting Sharia. How could you be against anti-Sharia? I mean, I don't know how you march against that. Was this the vagina heads coming out against the anti-Sharia marchers? Anti-Sharia marchers are saying, look, we're not going to have another law that subjugates women, that effectively promotes manhood, if males, allows for pedophilia, allows for all this. We're not going to allow for that. What could you possibly be marching against? You know, who do you get for this? Who do you call? I don't know. Oh, man. Oops, sorry, I just burped. And Sometimes you can't control bodily functions. I mean, and I say that, I wouldn't have, as my grandmother say, pass gas on you in public. But I had to burp. What do you want me to do? I ain't got a button. The winning Powerball ticket? Sold in California. Of all states, I'm going to tell you, I hate the lottery, other than I like that it penalizes poor people. It's a way for us to get our money back, because 75% of the money goes back to the government. But I don't like the way the government spends it, number one. And number two, I hate when somebody wins the lottery in a blue state. I hate it. If they said somebody from Alabama, you know, or somebody from Texas won, I'd go, yeah. You know, then I'm kind of happy. I don't play it, so I don't even worry about it. I'm never going to win it. If you hear I won the lotto, I rigged it. Because I don't buy a ticket to the lottery. Nigga's stupid. Donald Trump, here's another headline. Donald Trump announcing his Cuba policy. And we talked about it before. I think he's going to, number one, undo Obama's Cuba policy. I think Marco Rubio, even though he had a veiled attack on Donald Trump, in this other thing, he will help with the forming of that. I know Trump reached out to him, but Rubio better mind his P's and Q's. I caught his little act with the Trump thing. Do you care about the Cuba policy? I don't. Like, big deal. What I mean, I don't, in the sense that I don't want Obama's policy there. I'm saying I don't care if we ever normalize relationships with Cuba. The only way we normalize relationship with Cuba is when they say, look, will you guys please let us back in the game? Us reaching out to them is absolutely insane. I told you, I don't. Why would Obama do this? It's such a sign of weakness. God, is that Obama administration was full of James Comeys, full of them. Just people. This will look good. Let's live with the politics of this, and this will be my legacy. I'll reach out to Cuba. I'll normalize relationships with Cuba. Oh, gosh. What else we got? First COFEFE license plate. Cracked me up. I didn't see it personally, but I saw it on internet. COVFEFE, COFEFE. And I thought, how cool is that? People will know what you're talking about. And I could get away with that in the hood, because people would be looking at it going, what is that? COFEFE. You know, maybe that's him and his lady. Yeah, that's him and his lady right there. That's Cove and Fifi. They don't get it. But I thought, how funny is that? A vanity plate with COFEFE. I'm surprised Trump didn't even, get a, what do they call it, like a trademark on COFEFE. And sell hats with it on there. COFEFE! Oops, maybe I'll go get a trademark. Note to self, trademark on COFEFE. Okay, I'm writing it down. Y'all think I'm kidding? On COFEFE, COVFEFE, right? COFEFE. Yeah, what am I writing? Why don't you write it down? Job over there, goofing off. What are you doing? Playing solitaire? Better stop it. All right, here's what we'll finish it off with this. So Van Jones makes this really kind of a bad comment about Hillary Clinton. Did you guys hear this? Yeah, he blasted the Clinton presidential campaign. Now, he could blast them for a lot more than this, but he says it for setting $1 billion on fire. He blasted them. I mean, first of all, the most expensive campaign in history, on the Clinton side, on the Democrat side, she spent more money than Barack Obama. Yeah. Yeah, y'all ought to see my eyes right now and the way I'm holding my head. Yeah. Speaking at the People's Summit convention in Chicago, Jones said Democrats were, quote, tricked into fighting amongst ourselves over the wrong issues. Yes. Yes. Our job was done, baby. Huh? Pat yourselves on the back. Van Jones knew it. By the way, I give the man credit. He said, you're talking, I want to tell you, Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States, and here's why. He outlined why. He said, Donald Trump knows how to play the media, but he knows how to play the new thing called social media. And Donald Trump blasted, I'm talking about, he blasted the mainstream media. So, but to his credit, Van Jones called it early. Now, I called it earlier for different reasons. I didn't talk about that reality TV show that was Donald Trump. But he saw that. I'll give him credit for that. I certainly will. Jones, who served as President Obama's green job czar, that's to tell you all you need to know there, said the campaign gave itself a false choice during the election. He said that they acted like they had to choose between a focus on, quote, people of color, racial justice, or the white working class. Now, it's an interesting observation. You can certainly parse it that way, but Hillary Clinton had many, many more false, choices. And that's what Barack Obama would do. He's very good at setting up false choices. You have a choice between the evil Republicans, and then you have a choice between these bad conservatives. And it's like, no, or you have a choice between the evilness of the left. But they give you those two choices. So Jones is saying this. I say there, it was another, there were other lines of distinction drawn. Hillary Clinton said, I'm for women. So the false choice there was, you either supported her because she's a woman and you're a woman, or you're sympathetic to women's views, or you say, nope, I'm a human being, and I'm not going to look at the fact that you're a woman and put that over anything else that I'm making my decisions on. But anyway, going on with what Jones said, he says that was a, back to the choice of people of color and racial justice, or the working class. He says that's the stupidest false choice I've ever heard. He said the Clinton campaign did none of the above and spent money on themselves by hiring consultants and pollsters. Now, let me tell you what the game is in D.C., folks. That is the game. The game is consultants and pollsters are the ones who frame narratives. That if you really want to know what happened in that election cycle, we took the power away from consultants and pollsters. These are the people that have the playbooks. And these playbooks are just the way that the professional football teams and people do their playbooks. They're golden. You don't touch them. When you leave the organization, you give back your playbook. You know, you sign non-disclosures and stuff on this thing. That's how much they trusted the playbook. And they're polling because they control it. The playbook is, if you follow the formula of the playbook and you control you have the apparatus under control the way the left did, you win elections. It's that simple. And because of Barack Obama, they thought, we're in control of it. They didn't see that it was all changing. The bedrock was shifting under their feet. He says they took $1 billion and set it on fire and called it a campaign. You need to give the money back to the people, Jones said. Quit getting rich off people's struggles. This is where I keep coming back to you guys and saying, Van Jones gets it at one level. He knows what the Democrats are doing. He knows the game. But at another level, he's still sympathetic to that whole idea that, oh, they want to get it right. They want to help the poor people. Van Jones is waiting to be a conservative. He hints at it all the time. He doesn't know how to do it, and he's been getting away with his rhetoric, but he knows that he goes a little bit too far, it can backfire.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.